This is Earth and Sky, talking about the Great Basin, a region of the western United States that includes parts of Nevada, Utah, Idaho, and Oregon. Seen from space, it's a large bowl between the Rocky Mountains and the Sierra Nevadas.
Over a century ago, the Great Basin's lower elevations were mostly shrubland, with bunch grasses, sagebrush, and a group of herbs called forbs. Deer, elk, pronghorn, antelope, grouse, eagles, and mountain lions flourished there. Fires occurred every 50 to 100 years in any specific area, but the Great Basin is changing.
Today, fires occur and reoccur in 4 to 10 years in many places, and native plants are being replaced by noxious weeds. One such weed is cheatgrass. It grows in the spring and then quickly dies. The stalks dry out in dense stands in the early summer. Like matches stuck in the ground, they're a perfect fuel for fires. Because of cheatgrass, fire seasons are longer and more frequent. Native plants aren't adapted to this frequent fire cycle. As they disappear, wildlife that depend on them, such as wild horses, deer, and grouse, are also declining.
Experts say that removing cheatgrass and receding native plants will help curb future wildfires. Special thanks today to our friends at the U.S. Forest Service. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.